just a plastic bag.
What about what you might carry your clothes in on an airplane?
Suit bag.
Different styles of shoes for men and women.
Oh dear. Women's shoes. Tennis shoes. Sandals. Loafers, pumps, heels, flats. Moccasins. I used to wear moccasins a lot when I was a child. Bedroom shoes. Boots. That's all I can think of right now, although that's not all that I ought to be able to think of. I don't really know much about men's shoes. I know men also wear tennis shoes and sandals, and I suppose loafers and moccasins, but that's about all I know.
What about hairstyles?
I don't really know the names for very many hairstyles. I haven't been in a beauty parlor since, about 1966 or something like that. There used to be things for women like that were called bouffant and beehive. And you think of ponytail for little girls or pigtails. Page boy, which is about shoulder length turned under. But all of these are old terms going back to my childhood. There is afro, which is worn by black men and women, and I think also by some whites. Then men's hairstyles, again, I'm going back to 15, if not 20 years ago, when I say things like crew cut, flat top, ducktail, is that one? I think it is. That's really all I can think of.
Okay. What about a boy or man with womanish ways? What would you call him?
Effeminate, or a sissy if it's a child. It's a one child would call another child a sissy. I would most likely say homosexual. Other terms are gay, fag. I hate to use fairy because fairy is such a nice word in other contexts, but it is used to mean homosexual.
Okay. What about a girl or woman with mannish ways?
If it's a child, it's a tomboy. And if it's a woman, I suppose just masculine.
What about female homosexual?
Lesbian.
Okay. What about sexually overactive male?
A wolf. Sex maniac. Well, that's about it, I think.
What about sexually overactive female?
Nymphomaniac.
And sexually indiscreet male?
No, I really don't think I have a term for it.
What about female white bread?